This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Man, awesome.
Got a little, yeah.
Well, I see somebody else is digging in as well. Sherry Myers, the owner of the Montgomery Biscuits, is in our studio. So glad we were able to get Sherry here in the studios. Obviously, there's a lot going on, a lot of talk about the Montgomery Biscuits. And Sherry, so glad you're here. Tell us what's going on. As I ask you, you're still the owner of the Montgomery Biscuits.
Oh yeah, yeah. As they say in the military, there's this thing they call change of command, and it really doesn't happen until you have this change of command officially. And this deal is subject to approval by Southern League, Minor League Baseball, Major League Baseball, as well as the City of Montgomery. And so that's what's in play right now. And we just didn't, you know, as the mayor said last week, we just, once that had been submitted, it just was filed with the fees, the baseball fees, last Tuesday. And so we wanted to hold a press conference on Thursday as part of his press conference to be transparent and to tell the community so they didn't think we were trying to do something that was going to happen overnight. You know, unfortunately, you can't get rid of me that easily.
No.
So, yeah, I'm still the one in command, whatever the heck that means.
Yeah.
Probably till out. Definitely until after the first homestand, perhaps longer. But I'm also, you know this. I've made Montgomery. It's just Montgomery made me feel great about it, made it feel like home. And so I'm going to stay on some of the boards I'm on, and now maybe have time to do a better job on those boards and come and go as I do now, come and go. But I can't imagine not being here, you know, a relevant amount of time a year. And so, but I think this is a good thing. This is a good thing. You got to talk to Lou.
Yes.
And you could see he's community-minded, customer service-oriented. Yeah, he's from New York. Yes, he's a guy. I want to be clear. Everybody says, well, he's so different. Yeah, he's a guy, you know, so maybe I approached it differently. But I think it's a neat way to have somebody that comes in with experience, somebody who's bright. You know, he went to Harvard Law School, and he's a boxing promoter. Hey, that could come in handy, that kind of promotion experience, to come in and enhance what's already been done.
You know, and I guess, you know, we spoke with Lou here on the program last week, and certainly like what we heard, and it's very energetic and exciting and very excited about Montgomery. And a lot of people have asked, will there be a big change, a big difference? You wouldn't think so because the business model has been so successful, but I'm sure they'll have their own little ideas and tweaks and business plans that they'll want to use.
I think it's like you buy a new house and you decide you want to paint your living room a different color because your furniture looks slightly different, but yet you've been a homeowner before. You know, you maybe you even lived in the same neighborhood. I think it's like that. And I think because they have been, they are an owner of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, the same level league, a double-A team, and some of his investors are actually owners in other teams. I think they'll be that brings them the chance to come together and get best practices. You know, we do too, but Lansing, Lugnuts is a, you know, Lansing's a very different market than here, whereas Richmond, it's Confederate ties, the ties here. I mean, there's some more similarities. I realize Richmond's a lot larger, but when you talk about Lansing, we are talking beer drinking, you know, just kind of, you know, blue collary kind of market. It's very union. It's very different than here. And so for when we would do best practices of recent, it was a little hard. The ideas didn't always remain the same. So I think he'll bring that. He'll bring that to the equation. And so, no, I don't see anything dramatic. But again, I don't know. And they probably don't know until they get in and figure it out.
You know, things, we see changes in minor league baseball quite a bit. What about the future of Montgomery being affiliated with Tampa? I mean, there's always, you know, I know Birmingham has changed affiliations with major league teams. Does that ever come up?
Yeah.
And I think Montgomery's been very fortunate to have the same minor major league team the entire history that they've been here.
Right. That's facilitated with a contract called the Player Development Contract, the PDC, and it's between the ownership group and the affiliate, in this case the Rays, and the contract's in place through 2018 season. So it won't change before the end of 2018. At that point, Lou, being essentially what I am, the managing member and the person of ultimate authority, will decide if he continues to negotiate it with the Rays and or someone else. I will tell you, he's already a Giants, AA affiliate in Richmond, so he couldn't, you know, unless he changed that, he wouldn't be Giants. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he has the utmost respect for the Rays. I got to tell you, I got just a fantastic email from Stu Sternberg, the managing member, person of authority for the Rays. And he has investors, too, just like I do, just like we all do. Nobody buys these things outright anymore mm-hmm. unless you're Tom Ricketts, the Cubs. Yeah. Just the nicest note. And he was right. And we just have loved the relationship. And I think it's really grown. And you'll remember in the very beginning, everybody was like, Rays? Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? Why can't we be Braves? Yeah. And now you kind of like them, right?
Well, exactly.
I mean, and so we would highly recommend that they continue that we see real benefits. And he's from New York. Stu's from New York. I think they've met. I think they definitely, but anyway, it's set through 2018, and then it will become a new PDC of either 2 years or 4 years, and mm-hmm. mostly they're being 4 years these days.
Awesome. As you mentioned, you plan on being here at the first part of the season, if not longer, and it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Well, the first game, of course, is the Max Capital City Classic.
That's right.
Which is Tuesday, March 28th. Mm-hmm. You all, being Alabama and Auburn fans, know that. Yes, it's their baseball program, but even more reason to come and support it. So if you say, I'm for Alabama or I'm for Auburn, and you're not coming to that game, then you're doing them a disservice, mm-hmm. They take a large percentage of the gate, so it helps support the schools. But more importantly, it allows us to really showcase the baseball program, which is important.
Sure.
And I didn't realize they have really lost out on recruiting some in-state, some Alabama talent because it's gone to out-of-state, mm-hmm. baseball programs. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that.
No.
So this gives you a chance to remind yourself that why Alabama and Auburn have good baseball programs. And so we do that. And then we open on Thursday, April 6th. And I'm kind of excited about this one. And this kind of probably sounds like a boy thing, but what do you guys think? So it's going to be, opening night, but we're going to meet the Thunderbirds. So in other words, the military,
yes.
Maxwell is having an air show for mm-hmm. that weekend, for mm-hmm. that Friday and Saturday, that Saturday and Sunday. And it's fantastic. And it hasn't been here in 7 years. And these Thunderbirds don't always, they're not always here either. And in particular, the French Thunderbird, I can't even say their real name. You probably could, but... And they haven't been in the United States for 31 years.
Oh, wow.
And they're both going to be at the game, stand up, down on the, line up on the field. And we're going to show a profile of each one of them. They're going to do free autographs. We're going to have a flyover. I'm not going to say what kind of plane.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think we're just really, how fortunate are we to have that?
Yeah,
so,
really
cool.
Very much so. That's going to be great. It's always fun. It will continue to be that way down at Riverwalk Stadium. And certainly, now's the time, if you hadn't already done it, to get your tickets, get your ticket packages, make plans to be at the stadium this spring and summer.
Right. Single game tickets go on sale in a couple weeks. But you know what? It is, it's also really easy if you just want to buy a six pack.
Yeah.
You can do that. So I think that supporting, someone a few minutes ago was asking, so what do you think really people, if you had to look back and give advice to people in the community, I'd say just, support what you think you want to have long term. Yeah, they're going to be here until 2023. There's a lease. They can't break the lease.
Mm-hmm.
But, they need to see that the community supports it. And we know you've got youth sports, you've got church, we got a lot of stuff going on. But you have to prioritize
sure. What
you want to really keep forever, you know.
That so. You do. Very well put. And as you well know, and we'll let Lou know that we might have had a little something to do with
You had a lot of something there. To do with the biscuits. So you and I have talked about it. You guys were unbelievable. You guided us tremendously as well.
Community service. That's
Absolutely.
What we like to call it. As far as
in the know is what I like to call it.
As far as the French pilot, that's where we need Barry today. Barry would have known that. He could have pronounced it.
Yeah.
So when he gets back, I'll ask him, and I'm sure he will pronounce it in fluid French.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect.
Yeah, I should know. I do know it, but I can't remember. Yeah.
Sherry, as always, so good to see
Thanks.
You. Look forward
Hopefully
to seeing you.
See you again. Yep.
You better believe it. No doubt. Good stuff. Sherry Myers, the owner of the Montgomery Biscuits, here to tell us a little bit about what's going on.